A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, in today's reading from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells us how we can become members of his family. He says, we simply need to hear the word of God and to act on it. This, my friends, is the essence of charity. Hearing and acting. Loving God and loving our neighbor. Hearing represents the contemplative life. Loving God. Acting represents, obviously, the active life. Loving our neighbor. There's a tendency among many of us to make one or another more important in our personal lives. But Jesus tells us that both are important, and we must keep them in balance. Thomas Aquinas tells us that the active life fosters the contemplative life, while the contemplative life guides the active life. Let me say that again. The active life fosters the contemplative life, while the contemplative life guides the active life. Whether contemplative or active, they both represent the practice of love for both God and for our neighbor. Loving God helps us love our neighbor. Similarly, loving our neighbor helps us to love God. This concept is perhaps best understood through a little story. A woman who is having great difficulty with her faith decides to talk to a priest. She comes to the priest and says to him, "I'm having terrible problems with my faith. What can I do?" The priest responds, "Begin to love your neighbor more actively and more concretely." What a wonderful piece of wisdom. Loving our neighbor more actively and concretely can often help us develop our faith. Faith bubbles up when we bubble over with love. Indeed, Gregory the Great tells us, people can enter heaven without the contemplative life, so long as they take the trouble to do the good they can. But they cannot enter heaven without the active life if they do not take the trouble to do the good they can. These are profound understandings of both the contemplative and active life and how they interact with one another. I end with an anonymous poem that I think says it best. I sought my soul, but my soul I could not see. I sought my God, but my God eluded me. I sought my brother, and I found all three. Amen.